want to thank you for joining us for our evening broadcast. We pray that the Lord will bless and use this message as it goes forth, especially to the saving of your soul. We want to remind you that our morning service at 11:30 a.m. on the Lord's Day and our midweek meeting on Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the evening, both of those services have now recommenced in our church building. All the social distancing guidelines will be observed at all of our services. And if you can, we want to invite you to come and to share with us, to join with us at these church services, the Wednesday night and the Lord's Day morning. There will be no Sunday evening meeting in the church for the foreseeable future. The evening meeting will take the form of a video broadcast, and that will be available to you on all the internet platforms, Facebook, Sermon Audio, and YouTube. So please pray for all of these meetings and the broadcasts, and we ask for your help just in telling others to make them as widely known as possible. We're turning to read in the Scriptures this evening in John's Gospel, chapter 4. We want to encourage you to take the Word of God just and follow in the reading. So it's John chapter 4. We're breaking into the chapter at the verse 21. We're just going to read a short section, just down to the end of the verse 26. So let us hear the word of the Lord to our hearts. It tells us, Jesus saith unto her. This is the woman of Samaria at the well. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. So just ending a reading there, the close of that verse 26. And we're assured the Lord will add his blessing to this, the public reading of his word. We're just going to take a moment to pray. Ask that the Spirit of God will come down and grant anointing for the preaching of God's word, and that the Spirit might come even and apply this word as it is preached to many hearts. Father, we do seek thee in prayer. We rejoice in the access that we have. We come before thee in our Saviour's name and by the value of his blood. We come to pray, Father, for the power of God. We do confess our weakness. Save us from trusting in the arm of flesh. We need, Father, your anointing to rest upon the preaching of the gospel. If that preaching is to be effective, if it's to be owned to the saving of the lost. So we just pray, Father, come now with power. Come with blessing. Come and use this message. Come by your providence and guide, Father, all that will hear this message, all that will listen to it. Your word says that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And our prayer, our desire, through all of these messages and all of these broadcasts, is that many will come to know Christ as their Savior. We're asking, Father, bless our church. We thank you for enabling us to meet together again, even in a limited way. We want to pray, keep your hand upon the situation in the country. We pray it will continue to improve. We pray, Father, you'll be merciful to us, and that very soon that our land and other lands across the earth too will be able to return to some form of normality. So, Father, hear our cries. Come and be with us. Come and stand by us. We ask of thee, give utterance for the preaching of your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The verse we want to take for our text is John chapter 4 and the words of the verse for us, just a short little verse. It tells us of the Lord Jesus, and he must needs go through Samaria. I want to focus your thoughts on that text, and particularly its position in the wider context of the story and the passage in which it's found. The theme for our message this evening is, why are you listening to this broadcast? I'd like you to consider that question carefully, just for a few moments. Why are you listening to this broadcast? Why on this day, why at this hour, are you tuned into this internet site, listening to this gospel service? Now, there may be various answers that you would want to give to that question. Perhaps you would say you wanted to hear the minister, you wanted to hear what the program was like, or perhaps you're listening because someone else told you about these programs. They had listened and they recommended that you listen in as well. Or maybe it's just a case that you came upon the broadcast as you moved through the internet sites. You were surfing the net, as it's often described. And in that fashion, you just happened to come in the providence of God upon this broadcast. So from your standpoint today, there are all sorts of reasons that you're listening to this message. But let me emphasize to you that the real reason that you're listening to this broadcast is this. It is to meet with Jesus Christ. You take this woman in the passage that we've read from for an example. Why was she at the well in Sychar that day? Why was she there at that specific hour? She was there at the sixth hour that corresponds to midday. Well, again, there's all sorts of reasons or answers that could be given. She was there because she was thirsty. She was there because she needed water. She was there at that time because she couldn't come at any other time. She couldn't come at the proper time because no one else in the city or in the community wanted anything to do with her. So there's all sorts of reasons that could be suggested. But again, men and women, none of those are the real reason that she was at the well that day and at that particular time. The real reason is found in the words of our text, verse 4 of the chapter. He must needs go through Samaria. What that means is this, that woman was there at the well that day because the Savior, in his sovereignty and in his providence, had planned it so. He had ordered the events of that day so that their paths would cross and so that he would meet that woman at the well. So men and women, the real reason that you're listening to this broadcast is because the Lord Jesus himself has brought it about. And that's a solemn thought, a very solemn thought indeed. You will want to know, well, why has the Lord brought it about? Why has the Lord planned it for me to listen to this broadcast? Well, there's a number of answers, at least three, that can be given to that question. And I want to set them out for you just quickly in the remainder of this message. The Lord planned for you to hear this broadcast because he's seeking for you. That's the first thing I want to emphasize. The end of verse 23 in our scripture reading, it says, the Father seeketh such to worship him. I want to emphasize to you that God is seeking sinners. I want you to see that. And the one that the Father has sent to seek for sinners is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that well-known text in the Gospels? It says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So Jesus Christ, above all else, is a seeking Savior. So what a truth that is, men and women. You're not seeking for him. Paul in the book of Romans makes it clear that there's none, doesn't matter who you are, there's none that seeketh after God. So you're not seeking for him. What is happening is that he is seeking for you. And that's what was taking place. That's what the Lord Jesus was doing that day so long ago at Samaria. He was seeking, and he was seeking for a sinner. He was seeking for this very woman that he met at the well. And That is the same reason, men and women, that you're tuned into this broadcast, that you're listening to this service, listening to this program. It's because the Lord Jesus is looking for you. But you will ask me, why is the Lord Jesus looking for me? Well, the simple answer to that question is this: because you're lost. You look for someone that is lost. The Lord Jesus said he's come to seek and to save that which was lost. The great reality is that all mankind is lost in sin. That was the condition that this Samaritan woman was in. Truly, she was a lost sinner. She was deeply lost in her sins. Her life was a hopeless mess. Several times she was an adulteress. Now she was living in sin. There's not a doubt about it. She was a lost sinner. She was a great sinner. But Christ came that day to Samaria to find her. He came to seek for the sheep that had gone astray. But I want you to see, men and women, that you're lost too. Don't focus too much on this woman and on her sins. Remember that you're lost as well, lost in sin. And the great danger that you face is the danger of a lost eternity, been lost forever and ever in hell. How serious that is. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ is looking for lost souls. And he's looking, he's seeking for you. And he's seeking for you this very day. So that's the first reason why the Lord has planned for you to hear this message, to listen to this broadcast, because he's seeking for you. The second one I'll mention is because he wants to speak to you. Do you remember that the Lord Jesus said to Simon the Pharisee, I have somewhat to say to thee. And the Savior went to Samaria that day because he had something that he wanted to say to this woman. He wanted to speak to her about two great truths in particular. The two great truths were sin and salvation. Remember that those are the two great themes that run right throughout the entire Bible. This woman was a scarlet sinner. But carefully, tactfully, the Savior spoke to her. And he made her face up to her sin. He made her face up to her immoral lifestyle. But what she tried to do was change the subject. She would talk about anything else except her life and except her sin. And I want to say to you today, don't be like this woman. I want to urge you to acknowledge the truth about yourself, about your life, about your condition, your sinful condition. What you need to do is face up to your past sins. Because it's only when you see how sinful you are, it's only then that you will see how much you need God's grace and God's so great salvation. So the Savior spoke to this woman about her sin, but he also spoke to her about salvation. Notice the words in verse 22. Salvation is of the Jews. Look at the words of verse 10. If thou knewest the gift of God. So he impressed upon her these two great truths about salvation and the gift of eternal life. But what she did was she began to debate religion. Isn't that so familiar? It often happens. All people want to talk about is their religion. They're trusting in false religion to get them to heaven. They're religious but lost. And that's exactly how we could describe this lady. But his answer to all her talk about religion, all her religious questions, was this. His answer was to reveal himself, and to reveal himself as the only Savior of sinners. Think of those words in verse 26, the last verse that we read from. I that speak unto thee am he. That's a tremendous statement. The Lord Jesus revealed himself to her as the Savior of sinners. And the lesson, men and women, is this. It's not religion that saves. It's Christ that saves. Salvation is not to be found in any religion, regardless of what that religion is. It doesn't matter how old it is. It doesn't matter how many practice it or how many follow it. Salvation's not to be found in a religion. It's to be found in a person.
And it's only to be found in one person, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of Peter's great statement preaching in Jerusalem, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There's no one else that can forgive your sins. There's no one else that can give to you the blessing of salvation. Only Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you today to come to him for mercy. The final thing that we'll mention, the final reason, is a very important one, why the Lord has brought it about for you to hear this broadcast and this message today, is because he wants to save you. You look at the end of verse 42. It says, the Savior of the world. The Lord Jesus is not just a seeker and a speaker, but he is also a Savior. And we thank God for that. And he is the Savior, men and women, the only Savior of sinners. He's the one, and he alone is the one, who saves and rescues sinners from a lost eternity. He's described in that 42nd verse as the Savior of the world. In other words, he's not just the Savior of the Jewish people. He's the Savior of people from every nation and from every tribe under heaven. This woman that the Lord Jesus met and spoke to, she wasn't a Jew. The disciples, when they came, were surprised that he was in conversation with this lady. She was a Samaritan. Samaritans were the enemies of the Jews. But that day, Christ saved that Samaritan woman's soul, and he transformed her life completely, made her a new creature in Christ. And we want you to know that whatever your nationality, whatever your background may be, he can save you too. You might ask us, well, how do I get saved? Well, the answer of the Bible is by faith. By faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. In that 42nd verse, the men said to this woman, "Now we believe." And the idea is that she had trusted Christ. She had told them about that. And now they had done the same. They had come and put their trust in Christ as well. So the message, men and women, of this passage is that salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ. It is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. In other words, trust him and trust him alone. Trust in his sacrifice. Trust in his merit and in his finished work to the saving of your soul. And if you do that, you'll be saved for all eternity. And I want to plead with you. I want to invite you today, as we come near the end of this message, I want to invite you to do that just now. Remember this, if the Lord Jesus could save this woman, a notorious sinner, if she could experience the greatness of God's mercy, then he can save you as well. Whoever you are, and whatever sins you have committed, you think of what Paul said to young Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You think of that, the chief of sinners saved. He came to save the greatest, the chief of sinners in this world. And what that means is, and if those words describe you, then there's hope for you, my friend. There's hope for you as far as salvation is concerned, and there's hope for you as far as eternity is concerned. He can save you today as well. So why are you listening to this message? Why are you listening to this broadcast? It's because the Lord Jesus ordered it so. He arranged it to take place because he wants to seek for you. He's seeking for your lost soul. He wants to speak to you those saving words of the gospel, and he wants to save you from your sins, save you from being lost forever, and he wants to save you this very day. And I wonder, will you let him do that? Will you turn from your sins today and put your trust in him alone for salvation? May the Lord bless this message. May he use it, speak through it, even to the saving of souls. If the Lord has spoken to your heart and you need some further spiritual help, get in touch with us, or let us know if you have come to Christ as a result of hearing the message today. Just a brief word of prayer as we close. Father, we thank you for the good news of the gospel. We thank you for the message that is the power of God unto salvation. And Lord, we pray that you'll use this message even as it goes forth over the internet. We pray that you'll arrange that many will hear it, even as you arranged, Father, to meet that lady at Sychar that day. We know, Father, that even if one will hear this message and come to Christ, what a blessing that would be. We learn even in this passage how you used one lady to bring revival to that whole city, to that whole community. And Lord, we want to pray that you would do the same. Save a scarlet sinner in this city at this time that would be used and owned of God even to bring many others in our community to the Saviour. So Father, hear our prayers. We just ask for the hand of God and power to rest upon the word as it goes forth. And we pray it will please thee, Father, to speak savingly through it. So hear these our cries. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.